Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Today's text is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, and we're reading verses 1 to 7.
But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, Give them up, and to the south, Do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Our focus is on verse 1. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. In a world where buyouts and takeovers happen all the time, there is a lot of insecurity around. Jobs, services, investments can all be at risk under new owners. But for those who have been purchased by the Lord God, there can be complete confidence and security. Whatever we may go through in this world, Father God will never leave us nor forsake us. The redemption of his people Israel, spoken of by Isaiah, was a shadow of the redemption he brought about for you and me through the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. In the following verses, the Lord reassures his people that though they may go through hard and testing times, he will be with them. They will not be on their own, and he will look after them. The same is true for you and me. The Lord has promised to be with us through waters, rivers, fire, and flames. He has redeemed us not for some third party, but for himself. We are precious, honoured, and loved by him. We are called, each one, by name, and we belong to him. How amazing is that? So let fear be gone, and let assurance take its place. A prayer. Father God, thank you that you know each one of your children, and you have redeemed us and called us in Christ Jesus. Thank you that our security is not based on what we do, but on what you have done, and for that we praise you. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.